aspiring journalists, broadcasters and producers from colleges right across the country gathered earlier this month for the National Student Media Awards in the Aviva Stadium, or as they're known, God forgive us, the Smedias. And they are awards given out to students in media for their accomplishments. And the European Commission Award went to Billy Vaughan from UCD. Billy from Ballyconnelly at New Mills, just outside Letterkenny. And Billy, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Billy, you won the European Commission Award in the Student Media Awards for an in-depth interview and analysis piece you did about someone that everyone, every student of your age is more than conversant with, Peter Sutherland. Why would someone of your age and ilk be interested in Peter Sutherland? Most of us would regard Peter Sutherland as a name we will remember from years ago when he was commissioner and when he was a minister before that. And we would have thought Peter Sutherland is well off the radar. What drew you to him?
Yeah, well, what was very interesting actually was, so I was on Erasmus myself there in Antwerp last year, and I just been given the features editor job at the University Observer, and I was just trying to come up with a few stories, and I looked into the history of Erasmus just to see if there's any kind of interesting things there, and I realised that he actually, I think it was 1987 when he was the Education Commissioner, it was actually his idea to really get the ball rolling for Erasmus. So he would, I think he's, the title article was the father of Erasmus, and that's what he'd be unofficially known as, because it was actually very difficult at the time, because he was telling me in the interview that a lot of countries in Europe didn't want this, and it was very much an effort by him, kind of, you know, against a current to an extent, to get this program together. Because I think it had to go through a few meetings and everything, and you know, certain countries had vetoes and things, and but he said he was really determined to get it through. So ultimately, you know, the fruit of that today is that we have the Erasmus Plus program.
One of the defining characteristics of a good journalist is having gotten through to the person they want to speak to, is that they actually managed to get the answers from that person. Yeah. And you obviously did. You really got them to open up and to go through that history and to be quite frank and to be quite open about that history. And, you know, a good journalist will be able to uncover something or explore something that perhaps wasn't previously known, and that very much is what you managed to do with him in terms of that history.
Mm-hmm, definitely. You know, I wanted to, because I think at the time he was saying he was fielding a lot of questions about Brexit and about immigration. So I think he found this kind of interesting to explore something different that he had done. And he said to me that he, like, this would have been his proudest achievement, getting this through. So he was really able to open up about that. And, you know, he's able to go into it in great detail, and he was able to tell me, you know, how he was feeling at certain points, you know, when he was setting up the Erasmus programme. And it was kind of interesting, actually, because up until about halfway through in the interview, I think there was a miscommunication with his secretary that he thought I was doing a thesis. So he's sort of just reading things out, but eventually we got things back on track and kind of went into other subjects then. But he was very good to interview. He's very frank and very, you know, honest.
But again, the another sort of characteristic of a good journalist is having got the subject and having started the conversation, it's to be able to recognise when an interesting theme is developing and being able to follow that. And you did get him to open up on things like Brexit. You did get him to address, and when the actual interview that led to the award was conducted, it was just before that vote in June, so you were able to get the views of someone uniquely placed in terms of having been on the EU Commission and in terms of knowing these islands and knowing these islands very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I actually found very interesting was that when we got to Brexit, I put it to him that, you know, like he obviously, he would be very involved in EU and the UN over the years, so he would have been very much in the Remain side. But I put it to him that, you know, some people might think the culture of the UK, you know, its history, its unique history in comparison to continental Europe would mean that, you know, maybe they're kind of destined to leave in a way. And I put that to him, but it was very interesting because he agreed with me to an extent. He was very honest, and he said, listen, you know, I really hope that they do stay, but I can see how they wouldn't. You know, even before that happened, because I think the press were still very much predicting a Remain win. And, you know, he was saying that you know, all the time when he was in the EU over the years, it was always battles with the UK, and they're always trying to get exemptions and everything. And, you know, he conceded that it would be an uphill struggle trying to keep them in the EU. So that was, listening to him, I thought, actually, you know, because he was able to tell me from his experiences in the European Union, that, you know, it would be more difficult than many people thought to prevent Brexit. And, you know, we saw the results soon after.
How can people interested get to read the article? Is it available online? Is there somewhere they can access it?
Yeah, so if you go onto the University Observer, just type in University Observer Peter Sutherland on Google. It should probably come up first. So it would be available through that. I think it's, as part of the award, it's going to be published, I think, in a regional or national paper, but I think they're still sorting that out at the moment.
In terms of your own development and your own career, what next for Billy Vaughan? I mean, we have this a recognition now of your media skills, and this will look really, really good on the CV. Going forward for yourself, what's on the agenda?
Yeah, well, I'm really hoping to stay involved in the media. Actually, I have a contract offer from KPMG for next year, so I'm hoping to, but I'm really hoping to keep the, you know, keep the media work going. You know, I'd love to still, you know, volunteer for writing in the papers and stuff. Like, there's a paper there I was looking at recently called the Dublin Inquirer, and they would do more kind of features and things on the city, because it's features that I really like. You know, I tried news with the Observer over the last year, and it's you know, it's interesting how certain aspects of a paper will suit different people. So I very much like the features, and I'd love to stay with that over the years, you know, and really keep with it.
You also have done some broadcasting on student radio. could we perhaps be expecting a few demo tapes on a Highland in the coming years?
Yeah.
Are you going to stay in the capital for the moment?
Oh, you could, yeah. It'll be a big upgrade, because usually we'd have about two or three listeners. A friend of mine, Jared Maguire, and I we've done a radio show for the last 2 years, Wadload of Politics. So we're winding that down now, because we're both graduating in May. But it's been a good 2 years, you know. I found student media. I've absolutely loved it. Like, it's been very hard work at times, especially this year as editor, because you have to balance it with your studies. But I would say to anyone who's even in any way interested in getting involved, you know, get involved in student media, because that's where it starts. You know, there's a lot of people who are even involved in the Observer, like Samantha Librari, for instance. She would have been involved as an editor at the start. And it's really fantastic, because you're able to experiment, you're able to really get, you know, what kind of sections suit you, what kind of, you know, modes of media suit you best. And, you know, even if you're studying, you don't even necessarily need to be studying anything media related. And, you know, you might end up with a career in media as a result. As a lot of people I would know, you know, from the paper and things, are already starting to write now, heading into next year.
What is actually your own primary degree?
Law with politics.
Yeah.
So there's no journalism degree in UCD. So that's very interesting that there's two college papers, the College Tribune and the University Observer, and everyone on that would be doing, say, science, arts, law. Like, there's no real training. So it's very much like, you know, each year people sort of, you know, we haven't been trained in it. So you have to kind of build up a infrastructure yourself to kind of get the issue out in time, which is sometimes a challenge.
Billy, congratulations. It's a wonderful success, and it's always great to hear of local award winners. And it's always great to know that that tradition of journalism that exists in Donegal, and there is a wonderful tradition in Donegal. I mean, the number of local papers in this county, quite frankly, at times is ludicrous. There is such an interest in you, such an interest in media, and the fact that we do sustain as many local papers as Donegal does is testament to the interest. And to know that someone locally is now going to Dublin and winning awards like this is great. Billy Vaughan, European Commission Award in Student Journalism winner. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.